gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Speaking of Fridays, John Fugelsang filling in for everyone this week. Everyone in the world, including me.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Good morning.
My hero, my knight, shining armor.
I know. We added 243,000 jobs in January, and it was all just me on this show.
It was just you this week filling in for...
That's how many jobs I did this week.
For a sick Jim Ward and a sick Stephanie Miller yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank Chris.
You know what my sick was, John? You'll love this. I eventually will become everyone in every one of my skits. I am, the skit is famously called Cat Lady Dies.
Yes, yes.
Because, as you know, I have a girlfriend with cats. And as it turns out, I'm highly allergic to cats.
Oh, dear. Now you're living with cats for the first time.
Yes.
It was so strange to be in your home and see, you know, beasts there that weren't bigger than me.
Twilight, in boxcar. Daddy, where's mommy's little shoebase?
Yep, that's me. It's become a Grey Gardens meets like a TV ward at my house.
Great.
It turns out I'm highly allergic, John.
So when are you going to get the iron lung?
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
It's a multi-step solution.
Wow, every girl I ever dated that was allergic to my cats just kind of went away. Lisa's is lucky to have someone as devoted as you.
I'm committed to the iron lung if that's necessary. No, it's just a number of steps. There's pet dander spray apparently, and I'm getting a big air cleaner, and
it's not the hair, it's the dander. That's
right. And there's wipes, and I went to three places to get a kitty gate to keep them out of the bedroom, and it's a whole
greater love. Love hath no girlfriend.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And it'll go away, too. Your body will build up immunities. And within 5 or 6 years, it won't trouble you at all.
Thanks. Oh, that's awesome. All right. Yeah. Back in time for Philly tomorrow. Philadelphia tomorrow. Very exciting, by the way, John. So we pick a different sexy liberal cause in every city.
Oh, do we ever.
And in timely, magical fashion as usual, sexy liberal fashion, we are donating some of the proceeds to Tomorrow Night Sexy Liberal in Philadelphia to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Philadelphia.
It's actually, we're donating to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund.
Yeah, and you got in a Twitter war over this yesterday.
I did, yes. Well, last night I tweeted it, and I just let people know that a portion of the proceeds from our show in Philly, that's Saturday night at the Kimmel Center. Some tickets still available.
Yeah, just very few, by the way, and going quickly, so hurry.
With special guests Hal Sparks, the band Betty, and the Rude Pundit.
There you go.
And so I tweeted last night when I finally got home, because I don't get home until very late anymore, that we were doing this. And so right away I began having a couple of our pro-life friends tweet, actor and comedian John Fugelsang is donating to Planned Parenthood because of Komen, protest at, and then put my name in Twitter, and I began having a lot of people who put Christian as the first word in their
I was going to ask you if you got called the C word as much as I do when I get a right-wing alert.
It's very interesting, and you know, we talked about this on the air yesterday, and I love my pro-life friends, but I don't understand why, if you're pro-life, and I hate the terms pro-life and pro-choice, by the way, I hate them both, but if you consider yourself pro-life, why the hell would you vote for the Republican Party, which only uses you for your donor dollars and is never going to do a single thing about it? We talked yesterday on the air how the GOP had 6 years under Bush with the House and Senate where they could have defunded Planned Parenthood. Didn't do it. Yep. They talk a big game now, but they didn't. So I got to give credit to all the good lefties, because I retweeted some of the hate, and you know, that's what you do when someone gives you hate on Twitter, and the posse comes to the rescue. And it was really interesting seeing the flame wars that went on last night between the pro-choicers and the pro-lifers.
But, and we are having Representative Jackie Speier on today, which is, you know, as you know, she's just awesome in general, and
particularly
on this issue. And also our former and future Congressman Alan Grayson, sexy liberal extraordinaire.
What a man. I was on CNN with him last week. He's a sexy guy, and he loves your show.
I think I can reveal we send each other love notes all the time. I think Grayson
too.
Minds.
Well, yeah, the lovely and talented Mrs. Grayson doesn't.
She knows I have the gay on me. It's all right.
Yeah, okay. I do too. I'm starting gay for Grayson of straight guys who just can't resist the man.
Who can? And who can?
Crossed to the dark side for him, Obi-Wan, no doubt.
Okay. So Bill writes, Steffi and Philly got my tickets first row 1 and 3. Write that down, John. That's a Bill.
Three. Mm-hmm.
1 and 3. Can't wait for Saturday. You know Philadelphia is the home of Chris Matthews. Will he also be guest appearing? Well, he will via John Fugelsang's extraordinary Chris Matthews routine.
Well, now I have to do the bit. Well, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's in the front row, so he has a very good chance of being legally married to you in Guam, because
sure.
That's what happens to the first two rows.
Sure, yeah. Well, I got to, you know, just saying, when I can get out of the TV ward, you know, I get a little frisky. Oh, here's the exciting news, too. In Philly, for the first time ever, John, as they say in the touring industry, merch! Merch!
Yes, you've got merch.
Oh, finally, we got merch.
We will have, I'm told, posters, Sexy Liberal posters, Step Head T-shirts.
Wow.
Really? Oh, wow.
And also, yeah, right.
The comedy album that has topped the charts. From iTunes to Amazon.com and even Billboard Magazine. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour Volume 1 has broken records and shattered Republican memes. What once was only digital is finally getting physical. Now, for the first time, you can experience Stephanie and her Sexy Liberal Gang on CD, featuring the talents of John Fugelsang.
Blaming this recession on Obama is like blaming your hangover on the guy making breakfast, okay?
Hal Sparks.
The right side of the Senate must have just sounded like popcorn. To the heads exploding. What science and a victory and a terrorism front?
And progressive radio superstar Stephanie Miller.
You know what? It's getting too mean at those Republican debates, isn't it? That's why Chris Christie didn't get in, because you know it's already Lord of the Flies, that somebody would have killed the fat kid with a rock.
Go to sexyliberal.com or stephaniemiller.com to own the album that chronicles progressive comedy history. Now available on CD.
Yay! All right.
Yay!
And then people have been writing to mock me. Jeff in Salem, Massachusetts. Sexy Liberal Volume 1 now on CD. Really, Steph and Chris? Can a vinyl release be far behind? I request a release on 45 RPM discs for the greatest fidelity.
Yeah, we're holding up for 8-track for you, pal.
And Mike and Raleigh. Steph, Art in Chicago wants me to ask you when Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will be available on Wax Cylinder. All right, shut up!
You know,
people like a physical CD.
And by the way, it's great that a CD is in the true tradition of Stephanie Miller, because you can gaze at your own beauty while you're loading it up. So there you go. You can stare at yourself.
Go. There's that awesome cover shot that we love.
Yes.
All right. Oh, and a question for you. John, it's for you!
Yes?
Chris in Yankton wants to know, what is the proper nickname for the Fugelsang child, a.k.a. the little Fugelsang? Is the proper name Fugelsanglet?
Oh, dear. It's going to begin now, isn't it? I know. It's bad enough that I'm bringing someone with that name into the world.
Yes. Exactly.
We're still trying to work on the name, too, because, you know, babies, one thing about these babies that I've noticed, they're kind of weird looking. I'm a photographer, and I'm actually putting together a coffee table book of newborns called Not Cute Yet. So it's really hard to name a child, because you just know it's going to look really goofy for the first couple of months. And I want to name it Bix after the jazz musician Bix Beiderbecke, but that's my cat's name, and you can't name the kid the same thing the cat has.
No, that's ridiculous.
So, but nicknames for the kid, listen, it's Fugelsang, so anything beginning with F-U when you're all set.
Have you ever had a phrase stick in your mind of, like, from a comedian you worked with in, I don't know, like the 80s? I have.
Yes, all the time.
And I don't remember who it was, but I remember him talking about the birth of his child. And he's like, and here it comes, and it's the most important moment of your life, and it's a boiled monkey and cheese sauce. I don't know why that always stuck in my head, that's what a newborn looked like to him.
Yeah, it's well. I've given La Femme a very generous 26-day window to pop this kid out in March, where I promised I wouldn't travel for 26 straight days.
Uh-oh.
Which I think is very big of me.
March is big. We have Chicago and Albuquerque. Tell Mrs. F to
beginning and the end. Yeah.
Tell Mrs. F to get it together.
Oh God, it's like now I get to be a hack comic and write baby jokes. I can't wait. I want to write political jokes and spend all my time writing really sophisticated political things that are dated in 2 weeks.
No.
I don't want to write
there's going to be
baby material.
After March, all baby poo jokes, everybody.
That's all I'm going to be doing is diaper jokes.
All right.
Get ready, Madison.
It's all over now. Donald Trump has endorsed Mitt Romney.
God. Oh, isn't that great? I love it.
Can I thank Tommy in Columbus for somehow finding the most ridiculous picture of Donald Trump in the wind every single day? His hair is... He always finds some picture that just shows how ridiculous he actually is. I mean...
It's pretty amazing. I like seeing a monogamous Mormon endorsed by a Satanist with multiple wives.
Yeah.
I know. It's just, this is what we've come to down in politics 2012, that some, you know, birther carnival barker Who cares? You know?
It's really funny seeing how the media chooses to cover this, because some of them think it's real news and some are so embarrassed by it.
Yeah. And even this was a clown show. Did you see this? So for whatever reason, Gingrich announced that Trump was going to endorse him.
Yeah.
He was so sure of it. So
yep.
And that was
so
picked
sure
up by the AP and the New York Times.
AP
so that's
report.
They,
yes. Yeah. AP reported that he was going to endorse Gingrich yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Donald called a bit of confusion when he issued a statement saying he'd be making a major announcement. Everything he says, he thinks is a major announcement. Can you imagine being married to him?
I know.
Oh, it's huge.
I am going
huge.
To take a huge dump now, honey. All right. You know what? You don't need to announce it every morning. I get it.
And Trump's a flip-flopper. Did you hear what he was saying about Romney in April?
Yes.
Oh,
Mitt
listen,
Romney
there's so many.
Is a basically small business guy, if you really think about it. He was a hedge fund. He was a fund guy. He walked away with some money from a very good company that he didn't create. He worked there. He didn't create.
And, he didn't create companies.
Well, he look, he would buy companies. He'd close companies. He'd get rid of jobs. Okay?
Yeah.
He's a small businessman opposed to someone that is huge.
Huge.
Yeah, I posted a whole thing on my Twitter about from Think Progress about all the different negative things Trump has said about Romney over the years, because there's a lot. He said Romney could never be elected.
Yeah.
And it's great. It was really great to watch Mitt Romney win the coveted Donald Trump Exploits My Campaign Just to Shill His Premier of Celebrity Apprentice Award, because that's all it was.
Oh,
Mitt
then
Romney got tricked into being a promo for the season premiere.
And after all of this kind of season, John, I love that actually Rush Limbaugh even seems to be acknowledging what just a clown car of cluster this is. Because, you know, he's like, well, I can't wait to see all the, you know, the Romney people, all the Romney bloggers, of course, bash the bejesus of Trump, you know, and then they have to, like, erase all that now. When
so embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's just
erase.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Jim Ward. Oh, Jim Ward's in here in time for the pizza party.
Yeah.
I brought pizza. If he'd known, he would have been here.
No, Janice gave me some drugs last night to help me sleep, and
sure.
They did.
Sure.
And I believe they're legal in most states. But so then I
had
a
Michael Jackson joke in my thought bubble, and I didn't do it.
I got to the car, and I turned on my Bluetooth, and it wasn't connecting to the phone because the phone was in the house somewhere.
Okay.
God knows. So I just got on the freeway, and of course, once I got here, almost got killed by the door coming down.
Oh, sure.
There's apparently no electric eye.
Jim's going to be killed like in a Batman episode.
Yeah. Couldn't you just watch Leno and go to sleep with the rest of us?
My God, these are such first-world problems.
Will Jim Ward survive the electronic gate? Tune in tomorrow. Same bat time,
same bat channel.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. Jim Ward has survived for this morning, and that's the important thing.
I will survive.
Right back. More Fridays of Fugle saying, sexy liberal, his own bad self, in the New York Bureau as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the
come and get it, baby. Get it while it's hot. Are they talking about Tamron Hall and Lawrence O'Donnell?
Those two aren't an item.
That's what I hear, actually.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But
look at Jim Ward with the gossip.
He lives in L.A. and she lives in New York.
Sometimes that's the best way.
No, the Stephanie Miller Show has no information about this gossip. And
I'm
crushed if it's true.
I'll wait for you, Tamron. I will wait.
Be easy on the old man. Go.
I have to admit, John, that my friend Trish cheats on you with Lawrence O'Donnell. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We call each other like teenage girls sometimes. Did you just see what Lawrence just said? Oh, my God, his eyes get even bluer when he's mad.
Well, I respect that. I'll be in a polyamorous platonic relationship with Trish.
All right. Awesome. All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang. We will see all y'alls in Philadelphia tomorrow night. And by the way, thanks for all the great comments on Facebook about our decision to do some of the proceeds for Planned Parenthood, because obviously a lot going on with all that right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom has breast cancer. This is a personal one for me, John, and I know, you know. It is for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd like to talk about that for just a second because, you know, a lot of people say that Planned Parenthood doesn't do mammograms, and that's not actually true. They do get people mammograms. They don't necessarily do them in their centers, but they connect people with mammograms. And Planned Parenthood announced that they were able to provide women with over 170,000 mammograms last year because of money they got from the Komen donations. So really, you know, you're Komen, and I respect where they're coming from, but let's be honest, they are depriving 170,000 women of mammograms because they care about life.
Well, and if you care about life, I believe Planned Parenthood says they prevent more than 620,000 unintended pregnancies
right.
every year. You know,
they do, and that's what it's
Planned
all about.
Parenthood.
Yes. Exactly.
It's in the name.
That's, mm-hmm. that's what it's all about. Look, abortion, no one is pro-abortion, and abortion's always been around, it'll always be around. But I believe what Bill Clinton said, it should be safe, legal, and rare. Mm-hmm. And I said this on the show yesterday, Steph, when you were off with your cat disease, but abortion's not the problem in our society. It's the symptom of the problem. The problem is unwanted pregnancy.
Yep.
And when the pro-choicers and pro-lifers can get together and agree, hey, man, let's prevent all these unwanted pregnancies out there,
by the way,
then you'll see real change happening.
Does Planned Parenthood have do they prevent cat scratch fever, or is that not something they cover?
They cannot help with that.
Yeah, no. Let me explain the progression. It's not just the cat allergy. Then there's the progression of, you know, moving them out of the bedroom. And then the problem is I had to get a cat gate because if you just close the door, then there's little man with the cartoon paw. So it kind of alternates all night between...
Hey, what are you doing in there?
But, Steph, isn't it worth it for the... Isn't it worth all the pain and aggravation for the conditional love cats give you?
Exactly. Exactly. For the sometimes... oh, look, you shrimp for those scratches? Yes, it's worth it for that.
Need to,
intermittent moments where they notice you amidst their disdain?
Exactly.
You need to, you know, clean the bedding every 10 minutes.
That's, yeah, that's what I found.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Conchita.
Brilliant.
No, I went with the cat gate because, yes, it was like the cat allergies combined with, six or seven nights in a row of no sleep.
The cat will find its way around that gate. I guarantee
no,
you.
No, I'm telling you. The gate is working.
It.
It's working.
No, I guarantee you.
Believe in my cat gate. Oh, by the way, speaking, the other, you know, woman hero in our life, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, also a breast cancer survivor. And I just... Over the last couple of days, I was looking at the compare and contrast. You need know nothing more than she is the head of our party, and Reince Priebus, or whatever his name is. What a little dweeb that guy is.
Rincey penis.
Rince penis is actually the
I'm
translation.
I'm not allowed to make fun of anybody's name.
But, you know, it's John, is it more of, whether it's the Jan Brewer picture, is it more of just like this historic disrespect for this president? You know, this guy thinks he's making a funny little quip. And, you know, it was like, was it Bob Schieffer? It was like, I'm sorry.
Are you insane?
What did you just call the president of the United States?
Yeah, what the hell is your problem?
He's like, he's our little Schettino. And then he starts smirking. Schettino.
Yeah.
And
what
it's
does
like,
that mean, Schettino?
The Italian.
The Italian cruise ship captain.
That's accused of manslaughter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
well,
Obama,
you know, I want to
but
say
even the way
never,
he said little was condescending. Yeah. Like, Obama there, our little Schettino. And it's like,
it's
what?
All. And, you know, I'm hesitant to say it's all racism. I do think that a lot of these people, they're not necessarily racist. They've just never felt this inferior to a black man in their life. But,
exactly.
You know,
but
you want to say it's never been this bad, but let's
but the
remember,
funny thing is you
it
go,
was worse under Clinton.
He's the head of the Republican Party. He's not some lunatic fringe. That means he sat around in a room... And they thought that was hilarious.
Well, in his defense, Reince Priebus does mean tiny penis.
Yes, tiny.
Yeah, but here's the
tiny
thing.
Tiny Reince penis.
Reince Priebus has one job, and that's to raise money for the evil party. So the more nasty he is, trust me, by being less than a man, and trust me, Reince Priebus, if you're listening, you're not a man. But by being that way on Schieffer, he raised money from dirtbags.
Yep.
Yes. Please, rinse your penis.
Mission accomplished.
Oh.
Dirty. 29 minutes after. Dirty money. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You're horny and you want to get some. I get it.
Ew, Jack, gross. Come on.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour. What time is it? Has Mint made another gaff yet today?
Oh, let's see.
Mike and Raleigh, where's my Mint gafftage? Something to Fortunate Son, something.
Oh, whatever.
Like, do you think, how many times do you think someone in his campaign face plants? Just,
it's
I don't care about poor people. Oh!
It's really incredible, and Mitt's really used to, it's like Rocky III, when Rocky was just, you know, fighting punks because he had just, you know, taken on everyone his own size. And he lost his edge? Well, Mitt's just fighting punks. I'm sorry. Mitt's a great debater, but knocking down Rick Santorum, not the toughest job in the world.
Are you previewing material for Philadelphia tomorrow night?
No, I'm not.
Thou
I'm previewing an election.
Not...
I'm previewing an election in 6 months because Mitt Romney has no idea what it's going to be like trying to debate Barack
Thou
Obama.
Thou shalt not try out material on your friends while pretending it's conversation.
That's not material. I got no material. I steal everything from the blue-collar comedy albums.
You're putting on the Mitt.
You might be rich. If you're rich and out of touch with those poor folks that always seem to get pink slips, putting on the Mitt. Let's mix with corporate banks, pull their tricks in quiet rooms full of, well, you know, putting on the Mitt. A multi-million-dollar politician. Trying hard to look like a mortician. Magic underpants.
Kenny, that's Kenny in Cleveland.
That's right.
Go, Kenny Pick.
Fashion sense.
Oh, man.
Putting on the Mitts.
Kenny Pick.
Hooray. Hooray. Hooray for free comedy.
That was beautiful.
That was awesome. All right. So, the big, it's magic. The Donald Trump endorsement yesterday.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful?
Huge.
It was huge.
Huge.
This is the problem with having such a big mouth, as you say, you're already on tape several times saying bad about Mitt Romney. So this makes this completely laughable.
Mitt Romney's a
if
big
you look
idiot.
At his record huge, as governor, huge. It wasn't totally stellar. His job production was not great at all. In fact, it was third worst in the nation. There are some pretty negative things with respect to Mitt Romney, which, frankly, he's going to have to overcome.
By the way, Ann Romney, of course, refused, Trump's offer to be in that ridiculous Trump debate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you remember Gingrich agreed. He was the only one that said he'd come,
mm-hmm.
and he got snubbed. All right, Donald Trump yesterday.
It's my honor,
real
honor and privilege to endorse Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, and then you know what happened after that? Trump's hair saw its shadow, and that means NBC gets 6 more seasons of celebrities pretending to respect him.
6 more weeks of ridiculousness in the Republican primary, at least. All right. It wasn't much of an endorsement. It was just like a...
Governor Romney?
Yeah.
Go out and get him.
Okay.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump only endorsed him because he believes he's polygamous.
Yeah. Yeah, as you were saying, John, in an interview just in April on CNN, which we played some of, he said Bain Capital had bankrupted companies and destroyed jobs. Yes.
Yes. Computers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He'd buy companies, he'd close companies, he'd get rid of jobs, Trump said.
He's a huge idiot.
Thank you.
Huge. And I'm endorsing him for president.
Because I'm an even huger idiot. Huge. Mitt Romney on the big and
tall. There are some things that you just can't imagine happening in your life.
Oh, my goodness.
This is one of them. being in Donald Trump's magnificent hotel and having his endorsement is a delight. I'm so honored and pleased to have his endorsement. And, of course, I'm looking for the endorsement of the people of Nevada.
Mm. It's worth pointing out the entire ceremony, the entire endorsement event took 4 minutes.
I know.
And they all left, and they took no questions.
Seriously, it sounded more like a high school coach. It was just like, okay, go out and get him.
It was a pure formality.
Coincidentally, 4 minutes is the length of my scene in and Diary of Anne Frankenstein in Chillerama.
Awesome. Thank you for that fun fact. That's the amount length of a scene before Jim Ward normally dies in a movie.
Exactly. Well, I get shot, actually, after 4 minutes.
How long was your scene in Spider-Man?
Maybe a minute and a half.
Okay.
No, that was shorter.
Got exploded.
No, there were some visuals in between. So
okay.
Spread
that's
out
cool. Okay.
That
was about 2 minutes on CSI before I got killed.
The rule that I've learned when seeing a movie with a friend is not to take the time to go, oh, my God, it's Jim
Ward. He's dead.
Now I missed his whole scene. I swear to God, I did that in Spider-Man because he doesn't tell me. And I'm like, oh, my God, look, it's Jim. Oh, wait.
No, I saw that movie. Jim lasted longer than Tim Pawlenty.
Well, yes, there is that.
Boy, of all the guys kicking themselves now, huh? If he'd only hung out a little longer.
Wow. Can I just say, even Sandra Day O'Connor, John is getting into the jokes about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. She was at a black tie steak and lobster alfalfa club dinner. And she said the two Republican presidential candidates, one's a practicing polygamist, and he's not even the Mormon. Sandy! Hey! Go, Sandy! With the...
Oh! Yeah, well, she's a good Republican soldier. I say we got to keep Newt in this thing. Keep Newt in this thing.
If I've said it once, John, I've said it a million times, and that is Newt.
Newt can't yell at liberals. Liberals are rooting for him.
Can we spare some funds for Planned Parenthood to also give to Newt Gingrich?
I would love
you really
that.
Want to do that?
Let's give all the proceeds from Phoenix to the Gingrich campaign to his lung.
We've got a great organization we're giving money to in Phoenix.
Thank you. Oh, that's right.
Yes, the kids playing the instruments.
Thank you. All right. I remember.
Okay.
All right. Mitt Romney, by the way, just trying to get out of his latest gaffe, shall we say.
I'm concerned about all citizens. But now and then, you misspeak, you have to acknowledge it. It was something I did not intend to say in the way it was said, but I recognize that's part of the political process.
I misspoke. He went the full Cheney and said, I misspoke.
Yep.
Misspeak is the new lie, folks.
When I said we should waterboard.
I misspoke.
Yep. Out of context. It's just the boilerplate.
When I said we should torture and waterboard everyone, I was quoted out of context.
Let me tell you. I did Soledad O'Brien's show yesterday morning, mm-hmm. and wow, were they on cloud nine after what they had with Mitt Romney. I mean, he just made that show so famous, and, you know, it was incredible, because what was so insidious about what Mitt said wasn't just that he said, I don't care about the very poor. You know, all the conservative folks said, you're taking him out of context. Well, yeah, he also said, I don't care about the very rich either. He equated being very poor with very rich and saying we don't need to worry about either of those groups because there's a safety net.
They're exactly the same.
Exactly the same. And that's even more insidious. And the worst thing about it is, and I said this on our show yesterday, he's doing this just to pander to the middle class. So Mitt's implying, he's essentially assuming that the middle class is as indifferent to the suffering of the poor as he is. And I don't think most Americans in the middle class have such a callow disregard for the poor. I think people want the poor to do better. People care about the poor.
And then he made it worse by going, oh, it's bad to be poor. I mean, I don't really know, but I've seen them.
Well, Mitt's unemployed.
I've seen it on TV.
I've seen them through the limo.
I watched Grapes of Wrath. I didn't get it.
It looks very unpleasant.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. I've read Dickens, or I saw the movie.
They seem like they smell. I love this. This is a story about him, you know, trying to get out of this. Because, you know, now he's like overconfident and smirky all the time. Mm-hmm. And he used to never go back to the reporter section of the plane. And yep. I love this part of the story. As he
The food service is terrible back there.
Oh, my God. Some of you people are poor, aren't you? Don't we have steerage for you? Shouldn't you be dancing a jig or something?
Yeah, with journalist wages? Yeah, it might as well be steerage.
as he turned to return to his seat, a weary reporter asked, are you going to take some time off ever? Romney let out a huge laugh. You know, that big horse, that rich guy horse laugh he does? The country club horse
good
laugh.
Heavens.
Oh, that's so precious. He said, I have no plans right now. Mm. You know why reporters are dying for that? Because can you imagine how irritating he is in person?
Yeah.
He's just that irritating on television. Can you imagine having to spend time with him all the time?
Oh, poor Mitt.
Reporter's like, oh, please, take a day off. For the love of Christ.
I had a hardscrabble upbringing. I had to start out on a measly $100,000.
I'm the most awkward man in the world.
Oh,
okay,
so sad.
Newt Gingrich jumping on the... Because, you know, as you know, he clearly cares much more about the poor.
I really believe that we should care about the very poor.
Not do anything for them.
Unlike Governor Romney. But I believe we should care differently than Barack Obama. Yes. Both Governor Romney and Barack Obama seem to believe that a, quote, safety net is all the poor need.
Frankly.
I don't believe that.
I want to burn the safety net.
What the poor need is a trampoline so they can spring up and quit being poor.
Yeah, trampolines!
To the moon! A mini tramp!
So why don't we just go to Sports Authority?
Yeah, there you go.
Done. Yeah, there, fixed.
The entire trampoline consists of cutting taxes for rich people.
A trampoline so good, you could actually get to the moon colony.
Yeah.
It's that bouncy.
Why don't you make that trampoline out of that Super Bowl material stuff?
Exactly. Newton knows all about bouncing.
Exactly. Did you try that in the 70s? I did. I tried to melt down Super Bowls to put on the bottom of my sneaker so I could, you know, bounce that high.
No.
No?
That's
weird.
I
watched too many Disney films.
That's weird, Stephanie.
I was already chasing women in first grade.
Me too. No. I was a junior dyke. I wanted to be able to dunk. I wanted to be the first woman to dunk. Yeah.
In your tomboy
Bam!
Clothes.
Nothing but net. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you know how many times I heard in my youth, my father asked, will it just be you and your two sons for breakfast?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's because you looked like an Armenian dude.
Yeah.
What?
I did. I'll bring pictures.
Yeah, she
I've
looked,
seen pictures.
No. Have you seen pictures of her as a
yes,
awkward
I
teenager?
There was nothing, there was nothing with her phase. As a teenager that a different fashion consultant and an eyebrow wax wouldn't fix.
And braces.
I thought she was cute.
I needed a Marcus Bachman in grade school. I was
all right, Missy.
Awkward.
Let's start from scratch.
Yikes. I mean,
thanks
yikes.
Thanks for asking.
That was the most commonly uttered phrase upon seeing
you got
me.
A little mustache
yikes.
Problem.
Yeah, or was it?
Sorry,
you're on your own, Miffy.
You guys are mean to Stephanie's childhood self.
She's mean to herself.
Yeah, well, oof. All right. Woof.
I saw the picture of you with Gerald Ford. I know how it was.
Zounds. All right, 45 minutes after the hour.
Were those bangs? Were those bangs
shut
on
up.
Purpose?
Just shut up. 45.
Those weren't bangs.
Those were her eyebrows.
Those fangs.
They were to cover the unibrow.
You're supposed to wait till your mid-30s to go crazy and get bangs.
45 minutes after the hour, back with more Fridays with Bugle Sing on The Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, all fired up, getting on a plane to Philly after the show, 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, well, actually a little before the end of the show, which John Buglesing will be filling in for the last break. Why? Because I haven't packed yet. Okay. It's my tradition. It's good luck. I never pack. Well, I have mere moments to go.
Okay.
And then you wind up in D.C. in freezing snow with open-toed shoes.
Exactly. Jim just never forgets that last inauguration.
Well, I mean, if you're going to an East Coast city in the middle
of
a snowstorm.
Actually, it was the Bush inauguration, so the pain in my toes took my mind off the pain of George Bush being elected president.
Why were you there for the Bush inauguration?
I don't know. That's back when we went to everything.
Early. Yeah.
When you said yes to everything?
Yeah. Exactly. No, we're opening a supermarket opening. We're to a deep sea.
Sure. I'll be there. Yeah. All right. By the way, John Fugel saying our theater partners so awesome in every city. Honestly, we're in like the premier venues in every city.
We have worked in such great places, from the Chicago Theater to the Detroit Opera House. I mean, it's incredible.
And the Kimmel.
No dumpy comedy clubs here. None of those toilets.
Hello.
We're playing classy houses.
That's what I'm talking about.
Classy toilets.
We're playing classy joints for the teabagging demonstration.
That's right. We're bringing off our jokes to some classy places.
So the Kimmel Center loves our idea about donating to Planned Parenthood and are supporting it. They're helping to underwrite a discount. So this special, check it out. You better go now.
Really?
$25 for any remaining seats in Philly, and they're going fast. Use the discount code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word. Go to Kimmel. You can go directly to KimmelCenter.org. Mm-hmm. Rowan's going to put that on SEXYLIBERAL Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
But KimmelCenter.org, the discount code is SEXYLIBERAL. You can get tickets for $25.
So wait a second.
Holy
wait a second. What you're saying is if I go right now to this site and go through SEXYLIBERAL, and I'll post this on my Facebook and Twitter too, but you're saying I'll get to see you live and House Fox live.
That's
and
right.
Me and Betty and meet the Rude Pundit. And
Rude Pundit
some of
on
my
panel.
Proceeds, mm-hmm. On panel. And some of my proceeds will go to Planned Parenthood?
Yes, ham-handed infomercial sidekick. That's correct.
Wow.
Thank
sign
you.
Me up.
How much would you pay?
I can get all that on one 8-track tape or cassette.
And a free bazillion power. Power crystal.
Call now to get 6 free minutes, and while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
Oh, and Betty, by the way, is gonna. We have an awesome like musical finale surprise for the show. It's gonna be. It's gonna be off the hook, as the kids say.
Off the chain.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
Who happens?
Off the hook chain.
Hook. It's not going to be.
Mitt Romney say that.
It's going to be a party. It's not going to be a quiet room. I can tell you that. It will not be Mitt Romney's quiet room.
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. I think it's fine to talk about those things in quiet rooms.
There's a world where I can go and
ha ha. Mike in
Mike
Raleigh.
Mike and Raleigh, rocking it as usual.
I need to get a multi-track recorder again.
By the way, we were talking about the Trump endorsement of Romney, and he reminded that he had not always said nice things about him. He said, I didn't know him then.
That's what his wife said.
Because if the polling is showing anything, John, the more you know Mitt Romney, the more you love him.
I don't personally know President Obama, but I heartily endorse him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't need to know somebody to endorse somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Here's the good news. Asked if this means his own White House aspirations are now over, Trump said unequivocally that he will not run as independent or a third-party candidate.
Oh, no. You mean, really? You mean after endorsing someone, he's not going to run? Thanks, Donald.
Bad news. Always bad news for comedy.
How does somebody that dumb get to be that successful? Well, daddy. And he's not dumb, he's ignorant. George Bush taught us it's very different.
Speaking of dumb people endorsements or not endorsements, the headline is Sarah Palin, I'm for nude, I'm not for nude.
My sister, my daughter.
Yeah, she's made it clear you should vote for Newt Gingrich. According to Politico.com, she said if she was a caucus goer in Nevada, she would vote for the House Speaker, but she won't go as far as endorsing him. For the Palin told Fox News, we need somebody who's engaged in sudden and relentless reform and isn't afraid to shake it up, shake up that establishment. So if for no other reason to rage against the machine, vote for Newt. Annoy a liberal, vote Newt. Keep this bidding process going, keep the debate going.
Make a liberal happy, vote Newt.
Yes. It does make us happy.
We are very much through the looking glass, and I like it. And again, this is why Sarah Palin's so cowardly. She's hedging her bets. Todd endorsed Newt, and she's saying vote for Newt just for the good of the party to keep the debate going because she still wants a convention speech. And if Newt goes down in disgrace, likely she'll be tainted. And Sarah Palin, well, she don't want no taint on her. She does not have courage of conviction.
Speaking of which, Santorum.
Stop it.
What?
There's no taint on Santorum.
He got the Sharon Angle endorsement. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
the coveted Sharon Angle
crazy
endorsement.
Right wing biatch endorsements, or not?
Yes.
Is it me? But who is there? Someone that gives a rat's ass about that?
No.
She's the crazy biatch that lost for.
Yes, she's the make Jan Brewer look reasonable.
Yes.
Demographic.
Yeah. Yeah. Right wing biatches. What's up, John? Crazy right wing biatches. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She of the Second Amendment solution.
Yeah. Pardon me?
She of the Second Amendment solution, mm-hmm. Sharon mm-hmm. Angle.
She said that Rick Santorum is a perfect fit for the Tea Party movement. He's a perfect fit for the teabaggers. Yeah,
well,
he is a perfect fit for teabagging.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
That's what you get. You get Santorum when you have
that's
a
right.
perfect teabagging. Fit like that when you're teabagging.
They want to be able to ban contraception. That's what their goal is. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Comedy Jesus, did you see the president was at the prayer breakfast?
Yes.
He actually said something radical and crazy in the whole poor person debate.
He said something very calculated and smart. Yes,
yeah.
Beautiful. Do you have a cut of that?
Yeah.
I actually think that's going to make economic sense. But for me as a Christian, it also coincides with Jesus' teaching that for unto whom much is given, much shall be required.
Devil quoting scripture. Devil quoting scripture.
Played the Bible card. Yes, mm-hmm. Jesus said a little something, didn't he? Ecclesiastical MOOC about helping the poor? I think he did.
See, this is the thing. These stinking liberals want to shove Jesus' teachings down our throat, and we just want to worship him as a god.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
throwing Jesus' incredibly consistently liberal teachings at us. It's not
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Planned Parenthood and pregnancy prevention,
mm-hmm.
if only we could be more like spiders. I'm going to blind you with science now.
I am.
Spiders' detachable penis finishes without him is the headline.
What?
This one spider has a detachable penis.
What?
The orb spider.
Huh.
When the male orb spider.
That's all he's got left, I guess. Huh?
When the male orb what? Spider has its first and sometimes last sexual encounter, it has a trick up its sleeve. Detachable genitalia, which keep pumping even after their owners moved on.
Gotcha. Oops.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll tell you the rest. I'll tell you the rest of the details after the break because you just
King Missile had a song in the 90s
yeah,
called "Detachable Penis."
Right. What if the spider gets up early in the morning and does the walk of shame and realizes he forgot?
I forgot my penis.
His penis.
Wallet,
and that's a hell of a
wallet,
walk of shame when you have eight
sling
legs.
Bag.
Wallet, car keys.
Yeah.
Oh my! 58 minutes after the hour. The eight-legged walk of shame.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Friday, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau all 3 hours. Filling in for everybody all the time, all week long.
Yes,
and
Friday, it's February's with Fugelsang.
And he doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
And on his way to
Fugulary.
And he has been activated. He sees the giant S in the sky, and that means it's time for Sexy Liberals to activate and go to Philadelphia tomorrow night. Yay for Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, we progressives hold these truths to be self-evident, that all sexy liberals are created equal, and that we are endowed by the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, laughter, and the pursuit of silliness. On February 4th, 2012, the comedy tour that is taking the country by storm will perform live at the Merriam Theater, featuring John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and the tastiest of all tasty cakes, Stephanie Miller.
Yummy!
Tickets are available online at KimmelCenter.org or by calling 215-893-1999.
999.
Philadelphia, come show your favorite progressives some of your brotherly love. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour on February 4th at the Merriam Theater. Philly, these liberals will be sure to ring your Liberty Bell.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
Yay! And right now at KimmelCenter.org, in honor of our donating part of the proceeds to Planned Parenthood, they are blowing out the remaining seats, which are very few, for $25. Use the discount code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word.
Yep.
KimmelCenter.org.
What a bargain.
Get it right now.
It's a bargoon.
All right. I'm sorry, John Fugel, you were saying regarding Philly?
Don't even remember what I was going to say, but I'm very happy we're getting back to this tour. I miss this tour, and you have the best audiences in the world.
Yay!
They are hot, they are smart, they are moral, they are fun.
And we had we were just saying, if we could learn something from the spiders, as I was saying before the break, and science
yes,
stack.
Yes, please put that in context, please. I've been waiting for the
if you had
pot of gold at the end of that
Mrs.
rainbow.
Fugelsang yeah. would make you leave your detachable penis at home when you went on the road if if we had this mutation. All right, I just found this fascinating. Spider's detachable penis finishes without him. The orb spider is what we've learned this morning. Oh. Uh-huh.
There is a jobs report, you know.
Yeah.
No, please
well, see,
finish about
the
spider
penis,
please.
Well, they normally only boy, that's a lot of performance pressure. If you only get to have sex once in your life, I mean, you better
and
not
it
screw it up.
Goes your head without you.
That's why you don't need it again. It just, you know.
Well, you anyway, in the first place, it finishes without you.
Yes, exactly. Well, these spiders have at most two chances to mate in their whole life. Aw.
What is it like to miss once?
They have a pair of sperm transferring organs, which are analogous to a penis,
right?
Which detach from their bodies when they disengage from mating, either when the female pushes them away and possibly eats them, or they successfully run away to risk death another day. They sometimes escape.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And then they come back for more anyway, because they're men.
Mm-hmm. This means that after the female frightens the male away or eats him, his genitalia remain in place and can continue spending sperm her way even long after sex is over.
Wow.
In the lab, it took the females about 7 hours to get the penis out. Yikes.
Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
The slab. I see you shiver with anticipation.
I bet you it would take you about 7 hours to get that out.
Well, now that the last listeners have flipped over to Glenn Beck.
yeah.
Can I read you what Kathleen Parker said about Mitt Romney in U.S. News and World Report?
Please
I love,
and thank you.
One of my favorite conservatives. Handsome, rich, and successful, happily married to a beautiful wife, father to five strapping sons, and grandfather to many. At the end of a long day of campaigning, his hair hasn't moved. His shirt is still unwrinkled and neatly tucked into pressed jeans. He goes to bed the way he woke up, sober, uncaffeinated, seamless, and smiling in spite of all the invectives hurled in his direction.
Ugh.
And that's the problem. For most everyday Americans, life is less tidy. Half have been or will be divorced. Someone in the family is an alcoholic or drug abuser. Most can barely pay their bills, and there's not much to look forward to. When Americans of Romney's vintage look in the mirror, they see an overweight person they don't recognize. recognize. Her whole point is that he is too perfect and that he's a complete phony. And this is one of the most prominent conservatives in America writing this.
Yeah. Yep.
Have I mentioned I never poop?
Yeah. He doesn't.
He doesn't poop.
I am the Rombot. I do not poop.
Dave, please stop.
Not only does it not please smell, stop, he just Dave. Doesn't do it. Doesn't do it at all.
I really think you should take a stress pill and think things over.
All right. By the way, John Fugel saying, what have we learned about sexy liberal? Don't be afraid to go alone because you likely will get some sexy liberal strange. Because
you know what?
It's, yeah.
Yeah, we want to set up a singles table for the just, you know, depraved riffraff because there's a lot of attractive single people that come to these shows. And I like these shows because they are a community builder.
Yes.
You know, we are community organizing, and I know that's evil.
Thank
but,
you.
But people can come here and meet like-minded, sane individuals.
Yeah. Sluts.
No one's going to yell at you for the bumper stickers on your car.
Right.
Nicole writes about a love connection from Stefan the Mook. Stefan the Mook's recently divorced. I decided to take my 28-year-old self out into the dating world. I had a list of requirements. You should hate Nickelback. Don't love Ayn Rand. Gay-friendly. And you can't have tribal tattoos. I was talking to a guy who fit the bill perfectly. We were talking about music we listened to during the day.
It was she when I got divorced.
And I told him I listened to your show every morning. I started explaining your show to him, and he stopped me. Oh, I love Stefan the Mooks. It was all over from there. It's been a month, but needless to say, he's my soulmate. Thanks for solidifying our love.
Wow.
You're welcome, Nicole. Someone says, what's a mook? Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
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 You don't know. We can't possibly explain it to you.
Michael, I don't even know what it means. Mike in Austin writes, Steph, I was offended by John Fugelsang's comment about the house falling on Jan Brewer's sister, since clearly Margaret Hamilton knew how to moisturize. So there.
I'm sorry for the joke. I offended a lot of Margaret Hamilton fans.
Hmm. Oh, I offended Jonah Goldberg by saying that I thought there was a tinge. I got a shout out in his LA Times column because I thought there was a tinge of racism.
It's easy to offend him.
Yeah, to a governor sticking her finger in the president's face. Chris in Yankton writes, Staff, you guys got a shout out from the original Doughy Pantlow, Jonah Goldberg?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You've really arrived when Jonah Goldberg types out a screed against you in his mom's basement with his pudgy Cheeto stained fingers.
His famous mom's basement. She's Lucianne Goldberg. Remember her from...
Well, once, you want to know the fun fact? The 6 degrees of separation with, you know...
Stephanie Miller.
And what's her name?
Lucianne Goldberg.
Yeah, during the Clinton impeachment.
What?
I went on the Today Show, because remember I was hosting Equal Time with Babe Buchanan?
Yes.
She refused to go on with me.
Really?
She would only go on, like, before or after me. She would not go on with me.
Coward. Why? Because she was scared of you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was
scared of comedians. Because, listen, journalists are bound by things like phony balance and manners. We're not.
Yeah. Greg, I'm not sure if I offended or not, but he writes, Steph, this morning, a couple mornings ago, I was driving with my five-year-old daughter in the car, and you played a clip of Mitt Romney during the Star Spangled Banner. She said, he doesn't sing very well. Then you played the clip of President singing Al Green, and she started singing along with him and waving one finger in the air. It was adorable. Then you said, I'm a lesbian, and I'm all gooey. And she said, I'm all gooey, too. Daddy, what does gooey mean?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough, honey.
Oh, dear. Dear.
Let me go get my shotgun and rocker.
So
that's a perfect match.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Wow. That was a Chicago Tony sent that.
Yeah,
he
mashed the two together. Yeah. And that's perfect.
Wow.
Katie in Minneapolis. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I'm looking to be the official volleyball coach of the Stephanie Miller Show, and I got a question for you guys.
Hello.
I made it to the Sexy Liberal Tour. I'm going to miss it this time, so I need some ammo on how to argue that capital gains is not double taxation.
It's not double taxation, because every time you spend the money, it gets taxed again. That's how we keep a society going. Look, if I give money to the corner store and he takes that money and he spends it on his dinner, then it gets taxed again. And it gets taxed when that guy spends it. It's just how the society works.
Hmm. The important thing, Katie, is if you're going to miss the Minneapolis show, someone will take your place, because somehow another nearly naked picture of Aisha Tyler got on Sexy Liberal Facebook.
She's hot.
She's one time. That's Minneapolis. His one appearance only thus far. Filling in for Health Sparks in Minneapolis.
Gotta be a way I can give botulism to her husband. There's gotta be a way I can figure it out.
Boogity boogity cheese. She makes me feel all gooey.
I'd climb to the top of the mountain. My God.
All right.
What?
Deidre in Annapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Well, good morning. And for those Catholics who remember, happy St. Blaise Day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What kind
Nobody
of day?
Nobody remembers, just me. Remember Blessing of the Throats and everything with the candles?
Dear God,
no.
I did 12 years hard time, and I don't remember that. All right.
Saint Flavin.
It's Saint Flavin.
Saint Lazy. It's B L A I S E. He's a British. A British saint.
Saint Blaise.
He's the. So anyway,
it's
this patron saint
it's
of Vegas casinos.
The feast of Saint Lazy.
All right, go ahead.
Yet another kind-hearted Republican. True colors come out. Yesterday, Rick Santorum was having an open forum, and a woman said, "My child has cancer. We can afford the insurance, but I have to tell you, all the children that are there dying because they can't afford it." And he said, "Well, maybe their parents shouldn't be buying $900 iPads."
Yeah. And he laughed at her.
Yeah, I know.
You have it coming then.
I know. It's your compassionate conservatism.
It's just horrifying to me. I don't understand how any American would vote for any of these people.
I know.
Dying children.
This field this year, John, has turned us into a nation of Seinfelds. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? This is the problem.
By the way, I think Larry David was right behind me in the car in L.A. Celebrity fighting. I was like, oh, my God. And I think he flipped me off. I think I might have cut him off. I'm like, yeah, that's Larry David.
He flips everybody off. Yeah.
No, I think he actually just did the arms. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, that.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Oh, okay. 17 minutes after
You're
the
not
hour.
A real Los Angeles resident until you've been flipped off by Larry David.
Exactly.
Like he made it to me during an audition.
And then you later find yourself in an awkward situation going to the exact same place he is.
Yes.
You're the guy that just flipped me off? Okay. 17 minutes after the hour, right back. More Fridays of Bugle Sang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Representative Jackie Speier has pulled her support of Susan G. Komen after severing ties to Planned Parenthood. We would talk to her in about an hour. And also former and future Congressman Alan Grayson on the Big Show next hour.
Hooray!
What a show! And sexy liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Carol in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi.
Hi, I would like to find out why nobody's talking about the poor turnout in Florida. I mean, everybody's raving how Romney had this big win, but 18.7 million people live in Florida.
Right.
And only 1.7 of them decided to vote for any one of those people.
I know.
It's pathetic. That,
you know, you're absolutely right, Carol. I was talking about this is one of the big stories. That people miss the GOP turnout in Florida because, again, the media needs a storyline, and I know it seems like, oh, it's... there was actually a headline that had Mitmentum in it.
Yes, Mitmentum.
Apparently,
wow.
We are in... It's more than the frothy excitement of a Santorum surge is the Mitmentum we are currently sizzling in the middle.
It's every bit as catchy as everything else Mitt Romney says.
Turnout was down significantly in 2008. 1.94 million people voted in Florida's Republican primary. This year, the turnout at about 1.6 million, which is significant.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
It
seems like Republicans are a little dispirited.
Yes. It actually reflects numerous polls showing Republican voters dissatisfied with their current choices, almost 60% in the CBS poll.
He's winning these primaries with less votes than he had when he came in second 4 years ago.
Wow.
All right. I mean, and that's when they had real enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the right-wing world and feel their pain. All right. Dana Loesch, it's your friend. It's
2 days in a row.
It's your friend, Chris. You
know, yeah, I know.
She's my friend, too.
Yeah, she's from the Dana Show.
Yeah, because so many people listen to that.
Can I tell the story of the coaching that Steph Miller gave? Because Joy Behar asked me to come on her show once and do a one-on-one debate, and I didn't know who Dana Loesch was, and so I asked Steph if...
Loesch.
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 All right, go ahead.
Loesch. Loesch.
That in France, she's Loesch.
In Germany.
Steph had one bit of advice. I said, "What's she like?" And Steph, can I say what you told me?
Sure.
Ill-tempered.
Yes. I said she's deeply unpleasant.
Don't you call me ill-tempered?
That's exactly what she sounds like on a radio show. I would have a hard time listening to that for 3 hours.
You know, I think there's a sweet
She doesn't
girl.
Have the soothing tones of a Laura Ingraham or a Sarah Palin?
I'm Laura Ingraham. I'm in a really good mood today.
I believe there's a kind, lovely person in there somewhere. I'm sure she's a great mom. I'm sure she's a great wife. But when she came out and made that comment about the video of the soldiers urinating on those dead people, I just...
I want to know that too.
Oh, I don't know how she keeps the job. I really don't.
Mm. Here she is on The Dana Show.
It seemed as though women's health took a back seat to abortion.
What?
Mm. Women's health. Breast cancer took a back seat to abortion.
Really?
What the hell?
So that's... I hope people get out and support them for this. Because now, and we'll talk more about this, wait till you hear the backlash that they're getting. Liberals only cared about breast cancer if it was a way for them to push abortion.
Wow.
Birth control. Because they use abortion as birth control.
Mm. Wow.
Oh. Hey, there you go. Mm. There you go.
Ill-tempered.
Mm. By the way, here's another tip, John, for you next time. Call her a teabagger.
Oh, she hates that.
Makes her go ape dump.
I don't think
teabagger,
she's
teabagger,
earned.
Teabagger.
Don't
You're
don't
a teabagger.
She's earned being called that.
Somewhere Eva Braun is saying, I don't like that bitch.
Teabagger is an ugly name
scream.
For a beautiful act.
It made her scream at the kindly Larry King. Larry King, you make her shut up! Make her stop!
Wow.
Yeah.
Teabagger. Okay.
She is a teabagger.
Dana, calm down. Calm down.
Put a sock in it.
Michelle Malkin.
Yeah.
Hannity.
This isn't about access to anything. This is about forcing an abortion mandate down the throats of religious people whose consciences are being violated and whose church teachings are being steamrolled by this administration.
No.
This is a long war, and it's been going on since practically day one of the Obama administration that they've been targeting these religious health care providers and abortions.
By the way, if you want to hear both of those audio again, they're both on rightwingharpies.com.
Yeah.
You know, I said this yesterday. If you're opposed to terminating pregnancies, then that's great. God bless. You have a right to fight that. You have a right to try to legislate it. You have a right to try and make abortion illegal forever and send women to the back alleys. You have a right to do it. But don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
What is this forcing abortions down people's throat? It's the same thing with Gingrich and Santorum with the birth control. You can't use the Bible to say that birth control is a sin. You can't do it. I've been through it. It's all because they misinterpreted the story of Onan. Mm-hmm. These people are lying, and they could just make their case.
Forcing Santorum down someone's throat, that's bad.
Force Santorum down my throat.
No.
It should be consensual.
No, exactly.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm talking to someone else now. Helen,
no one has ever said.
No, you're right.
Helen in Fairfax, Virginia. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Stephanie. Today's my birthday.
You say it's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
My birthday. And I have a request from Jim. Can he sing happy birthday in Tom Brokaw's voice to Helen?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you and numerous occasions of your nativity more. I'm looking for things with L in it.
I know. You're out. You're all out.
Yeah.
And Helen,
I'm going to the Sexy Liberal Show tomorrow. It's my Christmas present and my birthday present. It's staying overnight in Philly.
Wow.
My biggest charity that I give the most to is Planned Parenthood. And you have made my day, my birthday, so complete by giving all your proceeds to Planned Parenthood. And I'm going to give another $100 today.
Oh,
myself.
Awesome. Yes.
Wow.
Some of the proceeds will go to Planned Parenthood.
And
the theater also supporting this. So go to KimmelCenter.org if you've not got tickets.
Center and Philly.
And you can get tickets
for
only
Planned Parenthood.
$25 if you type in Sexy Liberal.
Is
the code.
$25.
My husband and I will be in row B101 and 102.
I got it. B101. All right. Thank you, honey.
Nice. Get your husband tested after Stephanie gropes him.
Okay.
Wow.
At Planned Parenthood. Okay.
Planned Parenthood is Philly.
We have wound up the Tombot. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Honey, I have been called way worse. Skank, tramp, white devil. I liked that one so much, I put it on my license plate.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour.
Rick Derringer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. John Fugelsang mentioned earlier when I was too focused on the spider with a detachable penis. But more good news for America, bad news for Republicans. Unemployment rate hits 8.3% after hiring burst and the most impressive surge for job markets since last year. The U.S. added 243,000 jobs in January, far more than economists expected.
Son of a bitch!
Unemployment rate dropped to 8.3%.
I have to wait till Lowey comes out at 9 to find out why this is bad?
Lowest in 3 years. No, we can continue in right-wing world, I'm sure.
Frankly, it is the president's voodoo that's causing the appearance of...
Here's how people, the president trying to help people stay in their houses is bad, according to Eric Bolling on the 5.
Redistribution, transfer of wealth, class warfare, socialism, when the government takes from one class or group of citizens and gives to another, forged in Marxist Germany, advanced in Mao's China, and
wait a minute.
Creeping into Obama's America.
Marxist it's like Germany?
It's like Cliff Notes for dumb people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Here's what he's actually doing. It's his latest plan to help millions of homeowners refinance their mortgages to today's historically low rates. The plan would allow some borrowers who are current on their mortgages to save an average of $3,000 a year, just like Mao did in China.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What?
You mean the China that owns this capitalist country?
And what period was Marxist Germany? I can explain that to you.
I don't really remember Marxist Germany.
Well, unless you're talking about East Germany.
By the way, yesterday John Boehner used the phrase "clear the housing market" because that sounds better than foreclose on lots of families.
Yeah. Clear the decks, kick
clear
out all those lazy poor people.
But I paid my mortgage.
Shut up!
Clear out the hobos, as Mitt Romney would say.
Yeah.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh.
Get rid of the stinky hobos.
The safety net is precisely what's creating dependency and destroying people's lives.
Up.
It's ruined. It's robbing them of their humanity.
Uh-huh.
The safety net needs to be totally reevaluated.
Right.
It's a Democrat vote-buying technique, Governor. No, it doesn't need to be fixed. It needs to be totally redone with an entirely different purpose behind
it. Panicking.
Yeah, did you rely on charity like it worked so well in the 1800s?
By the way, did you see that was the part of that that Rush Limbaugh was offended about?
Right.
Not him saying he doesn't care about poor people.
Houses?
The part
Are
about safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Wow.
My God, the pro-lifers are really going after me on the web today. It's insane.
The safety net, really part of man's inhumanity to man, according to Rush Limbaugh. Thank you, Rush.
Okay, why don't you live without your salary for a couple of years? See how you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Might be one of those hobos they have to evict from your
Brian
fruity apartment there with the paintings on the ceiling.
Brian Kilmeade, Fox and
Every time my car needs some maintenance, they go, they want you to take the vault. So I take the vault all the time. That's what I hate. Going into the trunk at the end of the night and plug it in. Aren't we plugging in enough stuff? And then you plug it in at the end, and then you got it in the morning at 2 in the morning for us. I'm wrapping it up.
Brian.
Poor thing.
You got
Brian
a problem.
Just invited
come on. You can imagine how much he needs to charge his nose hair trimmer, because that you can already you can tell is a problem.
Brian just invited me to come on to his radio show, and I'm going to do it just to throw Bush, and Bush in his face.
Excuse me?
Bill. That might not be a bad
enough
thing.
About my weekend. All right. What? Bill O'Reilly.
I got baited by Al Franken, you know, that despicable guy from Minnesota.
Senator.
He baited me, and I fell for it. And I helped him.
Well,
okay, but that was a campaign by Franken to do it, I found out afterwards. They said, look. In order to sell the stupid book, we're going to lie about O'Reilly, and we're going to embarrass O'Reilly, and O'Reilly will launch at us, and we'll get all this publicity. That was well thought out. That's what happened with Al Franken, and he is a despicable gutter sniper.
He's smarter than you.
Senator
That's
Franken.
The problem.
Yeah, Senator Franken.
You're a big dope.
You probably forgot.
I am proud to stand before you as the next senator from Minnesota.
Thing sucks!
All right, let's go to Katie in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Katie.
Oh, God. Brian Kilmeade's voice is even worse when it's pumped through your phone. That is terrible.
Sorry.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
I will apologize. I usually call with something delightful and articulate, but this is an emotional subject for me. I missed the intro as to which right-wing asshat made the comment about abortion as birth control.
Oh, that would be the delightful Dana Loesch. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Michelle Malkin.
Ah, Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. I take it back. Dana Loesch.
Same difference.
Well, wrong harpy. Sorry.
Right. Well, they're equally delightful. I, just as background, I have 2 degrees and am a dog walking bartender, uniquely
wow.
American.
At the same time?
The official, wow. The official one of the second Loesch.
Thank you. I'm extremely talented.
Putting booze on your dog.
Yes. It's dangerous because I do a lot of driving while I work. But I got laid off 3 times in 2009. It was that whole fun Bush recession thing. And
Obama caused.
Yeah,
right.
Before he was in office, he's extremely talented.
That's those, well, that was Kenyan Muslims.
Kenyan Muslims, that voodoo that you do so well.
Yes. So I pay out of pocket, like most Americans, for my health insurance. And had a very large health insurance provider, so I'm sure this has happened to a lot of people. Even after what my insurance says they're covering, my birth control is $80 a month. So during a period of unemployment, that means I have to pick between my birth control and eating. And I enjoy eating. And so I chose eating. And I'd always thought of my birth control as backup to most people's, like, primary method, right? That was, like, the safety net beyond the actual protection, right? That was, like, the backup to the you know, the major form of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured, well, I'm doing without, but I'm still being safe about the whole thing. And I ended up pregnant and in a situation that was emotionally challenging and devastating. It is the hardest thing I have ever been through. Mm-hmm. And this ties into what's going on with the Komen Foundation and Planned Parenthood. Without Planned Parenthood, I can't even imagine the situation that I would be in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they literally saved my life. Planned Parenthood saved my life.
And if
we just thought of birth control as a right, which is happening with Obamacare, if we thought of it as prevention and an actual part of health care.
Family planning.
Right. Yep. We wouldn't even be discussing an abortion issue. This wouldn't even be about that. I mean, I called my health insurance provider and asked if this was something that an unplanned the termination of a pregnancy would be covered with them. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Terminating a pregnancy through Blue Cross and Blue Shield health insurance is only covered if you have a maternity plan.
Mm.
Huh.
So unless you're paying for maternity health insurance, that legal procedure.
Well, that's the whole point, Katie. People don't plan on getting, accidentally pregnant. I mean,
we're not doing it on purpose. Like, nobody puts themselves in that position on purpose. So those crazy
And no one's pro-abortion.
You know why you say
either.
That, Katie, is because you're a greedy socialist that appears to want to keep eating food.
I know. The hungry thing is just not something I enjoy.
Yeah. All right, honey. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. By the way, she's a part-time dog walker.
Yeah.
We were watching the most hilarious thing on the TV today. There's a new website, Food on My Dog.
Foodonmydog.tumblr.com, I think it is.
Yeah, it's a way to train your dog.
Wearing ham and pizza hats. And
there is no, you could not train my dogs in 1,000 years. They're just like hanging ham on the dog's head. And the dogs aren't eating it. It's just sitting there with the look of death.
Just for a second.
Yeah,
look away.
It's foodonmydog.tumblr.com.
Yeah, pieces of pizza on dog's head.
So why not booze on your dog if you're a bartender dog walker?
Aw, there's one with a cucumber on his head.
Aw.
You know my story earlier this week. For 1 second walked away and Max ate my entire salmon. For 1 second,
burn any bones in it.
No.
I'm here to represent all the folks out there in Radio Land who don't get the whole putting food on animals thing.
Yes.
That's me.
Yes. you obviously haven't seen breadonmycat.com either.
I heard about breadonthecat.com, but
cats look like Hitler.
All right.
There's an entire chalupa.
Wow.
Who is wearing a chalupa on his head?
Okay. We need the bigger box.
Steven in Chicago. Hi, Steve.
Drop the chalupa.
Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I find it really interesting how all these anti-abortion people love to talk about how sacred life is, but the second the child is born, if it has any special needs,
you're on your own,
there's
kid.
There's no help.
Right.
We have a son who has autism spectrum disorder, and it's not detectable, at least at the time before he was born, not detectable genetically. And it's about to drive us to bankruptcy. And where's the help? It's just not there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stephen, thank you.
That's patriotism to me. You know, I mean, do you care about your fellow Americans,
right,
or you just want to bomb Iran because it's fun?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the real patriotism here?
For those of you that don't know all the facts about this, The Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation caved to right-wing pressure, cut ties with Planned Parenthood. Kicks just tuned in and wonder what all the hubbub is about. Their rationale was simple. Komen had new rules preventing it from funding any organization under investigation. So a spurious congressional investigation led by a Republican, Cliff Stearns of Florida. So. Prohibited Komen from continuing.
Can we just say here that Komen has given $7 million to Penn State?
Yeah, and Penn State is under investigation.
Thank you. That prohibits Komen from continuing to fund breast exams through Planned Parenthood for women who otherwise wouldn't receive them. And, you know, you just heard that was one emotional story from Katie in Chicago, and you could hear millions like them of Planned Parenthood literally saved someone's life. But now, new reporting from The Atlantic reveals Komen adopted the new guidance, new guidelines to cut off Planned Parenthood. That effort was led by Komen President Elizabeth Thompson, who knew that Planned Parenthood was the only group that would be affected by the rule, and Karen Handel, Komen's new senior VP for public policy. Handel is former Secretary of State in Georgia and a Republican activist who describes herself as a pro-life Christian.
Yeah, she's a far-right person that's infiltrated Komen and is trying to force the far-right view onto this organization.
Yeah, she ran for governor of Georgia on an anti-abortion platform.
That's right.
Almost entirely.
That's her one issue.
Was endorsed by Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin. She wrote during her failed gubernatorial campaign, "Since I'm pro-life, I do not support the mission of Planned Parenthood." In December, Komen made the decision to stop supporting Planned Parenthood, even though Komen's professional staff recommended the foundation continue to fund the organization. So, I mean, that's the whole story behind this.
I've got a solution for them. Forced sterilization like the Nazis did. That would solve your problem right there.
By the way, Think Progress writing, conservatives cheered Komen's decision while others have found it awfully convenient that the grants to Planned Parenthood were stopped after the hiring of an anti-abortion activist. I'm sure that was...
That's more than coincidental.
Mm-hmm. Alan in Florida on this subject. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Good.
Great show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, an FYI, by the way, I heard you're playing Rick Derringer. You do know that he was in the McCoys and sang Hang On, Sloopy.
Oh, that's right. Really?
I like that song.
Hang On, Sloopy. Yes, that's right. Sloopy, that's right. 1965.
Yeah.
Rick Derringer was 18 years old.
Wow.
And he knocked Yesterday by the Beatles out of first place with that song.
That's a feat.
Hello, Billboard.
And now,
Billboard
back to the countdown.
Yeah. Billboard Geek. All right. Well, now, a story about a dog.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I've been a pharmaceutical rep for 22 years doing mostly birth control and hormones, and I was wondering what these guys on the right, like Santorum and Gingrich, saying that, you know, birth control is bad and we shouldn't have it. What are they going to do with the 40% of women who use birth control for the non-contraceptive benefits? And by that I mean... there's a 50% reduction in endometrial cancer on birth control. There's a 50% reduction in cervical cancer on birth control. There's a 60% reduction in what is called PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 70% reduction in menstrual flow and cramping. And ACOG, which is the American College of OBGYNs, recently put out, about 5 years ago, actually, they put out a statement saying that women feel better, live longer, and have a better quality of life when they're on birth control pills or the vaginal ring or the patch or the IUD than if they're not.
Wow. I want to be on the pill now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to get you a vaginal ring for Valentine's Day.
Oh, would you, sweetie? Thank you.
ask you to road marry me forever.
Oh, okay. Engrave it this time. Make it special.
47 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Fridays with Fugel Sang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
All the time, bitch.
Good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Gretchen in San Francisco and I have something in common. She met Laura Ingraham in a bar. I get into a bar fight with Laura Ingraham at every radio convention.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Gretchen.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I'd first like to be the official procrastinator of the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, but we'll get around to that later.
Eventually.
Excellent.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, my husband and I were in Montana. This was a few years ago. We were at the Kandahar Lodge in beautiful Whitefish, Montana, and we were sitting in a bar with a couple that we had just met.
Uh-huh.
And in walks in Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
And with the manager.
Who do you have to? They got a drink around here.
Exactly.
That foghorn voice alerted
exactly.
you.
Well, the manager brought her over to our group, and I have no idea why, and he introduced her to us, and everybody's looking like with this blank look on their faces. I was the only one who knew who she was. So how badly does it mess with your head as a celebrity when you're introduced to a group of people and there's only one person who knows who you are?
Right.
And that person is repulsed by you.
Yes, trust me, I've been there. All right. Thank you, Gretchen. All right. Thank you, honey. All right, been there, done that a few times. All yeah. right.
I'm going to get some breadsticks over here. Give me a gin Ricky. What do you mean you don't know how to make a gin Ricky?
Stephanie Miller Show.
She's so nice.
The Stephanie Miller Show has no information that Laura Ingraham drinks gin Rickies or likes her hair pulled during sex. As has previously.
Harder! Do me! Pull my hair! Not to the right!
That's actually a virtue, that last name.
Jim, I have a guest before.
Oh, okay.
Pull my hair! Don't knock my gin Ricky over!
Milton Friedman.
No. Okay. Romney is going to lose because he can't connect with voters.
Who said that?
He doesn't resonate, you know, or he would have won last time. Who said that?
Toshiro Mifune.
No, Donald Trump. Oh, that was a little while back before he just endorsed him yesterday.
Huge.
Who said Mitt Romney's basically a small business guy? He walked away with some money from a very good company he didn't create. He worked there. He didn't create. He would buy companies. He'd close companies. He'd get rid of jobs.
George T.K.
Oh, that's good guess.
Oh, my.
No. Donald Trump said that about Mitt Romney.
Oh, my.
Who said if you look at his record of governor, it wasn't totally stellar. His job production was not great at all. In fact, it was the third worst in the nation. There's some pretty negative things with respect to Mitt Romney, which, frankly, he's going to have to overcome.
Barack Obama.
No. So it's Donald Trump about. And who said finally of Mitt Romney's $10,000 bet, I don't talk about how rich I am. Other people do. I don't talk about how rich I am. Who said that?
I know you are, but what am I?
No, not
I'm
him.
Trying to use the phone!
No.
No?
Not Pete Herman. It was Mitt Romney. Donald Trump. About Donald Mitt Trump. Romney.
Donald Trump hates talking about how much money he has.
Yes.
That's why he lies about it.
He doesn't like to bring attention to himself in any way.
Gajillions of dollars. Numbers. Huge. Of course, they lost it all in casinos.
So one percenter endorsing another one percenter in the year of the 99% movement. Yes. Nicely done. Good
well
timing.
Done. Good all timing, right. Mitt.
Putting on the mitt. Yep.
If you're rich and out of touch with those poor folks that always seem to get pink slips, putting on the mitt.
Putting on the mitt.
Come, let's mix where corporate banks pull their tricks in quiet rooms full of, well, you know, putting on the mitt. A multi-million-dollar politician trying hard to look like a mortician. Wow. Magic underpants.
Oh, it's a crime. I'm sorry. We need the whole
Kenny
song.
Pick. Yeah.
Kenny? Sorry, Kenny. It's incomplete masterpiece.
Oh, he did a great job on that.
It's great, but I want to hear more.
Schubert's Unvollendete.
We should start a betting pool on what Mitt Romney's next gaffe will be. Jim Moore thinks he actually will say something like, I do care about stinky hobos, or something that he doesn't realize sounds
terribly patrician.
What?
Yes.
I care a lot about the stinky hobos, which I gave them their own hut out back.
What did I say? So they, What did I say?
It has running water.
It's not me. It's him.
He seriously is going to become, what's his
name?
Nathan
Thurm.
No.
What?
In Something About Mary. Kevin Dillon's character. You know, when he
Matt
was saying...
Matt Brett Favre?
No.
Oh.
When he
Matt Dillon's character with the caps.
Yes, when he says, I care about retards. That
oh,
whole, that
oh,
thing.
Right. Yeah, you're not allowed to say that.
No, I'm paraphrasing a movie.
It's a movie.
Okay. Shannon in Jersey. Hello, Shannon.
Hey,
welcome.
I'm going to be in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Words! In row G, my husband and I, so please look for us, seats 13 and 15.
G, 13, 15, writing it down.
I can't be in the VIP section because I couldn't afford it, so I think I'm going to like grab somebody, pull them over to my seat, and sit in with them.
Sure.
I like that.
There's a good chance that I will. I'll grope you anyway.
That'll work. Hey, were you talking about the Susan B. Komen Foundation?
Yes.
It did come up. I just heard on the Grio that they give a lot of money to Penn State.
Uh-huh.
They have. Investigation.
Interesting.
So women's health, not okay. Sex abuse of children, okay.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Done. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com, the website, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website, Sexy Liberal on Facebook, a lot of fabulous pictures of the fabulous Sexy Liberal Alan Grayson up there from the Fort Lauderdale show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night we will be in Philadelphia for Sexy Liberal. Go to KimmelCenter.org right now. The code is Sexy Liberal. Mm-hmm. They're giving away the few remaining $25 tickets. They're discounting to support our giving part of the proceeds to Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
So go now and get those last tickets for Philly. Yeah.
The comedy album that has topped the charts.
Oh, wait. No, not that. He's on the phone.
Oh, well, then.
We'll do that later.
And now it's time for Congressman Alan Grayson and your chance to face the Grayson.
Good morning, former and future.
God, you've got Grayson on again?
Pardon me?
Grayson on again?
Yeah.
Yep. You know, every time you have Grayson on, I turn the radio off. I used to listen to Grayson when you had him on, but whenever you had him on, there was that weird echo on the line, like he was calling from a bad cell phone or something.
Sure.
So I learned that whenever he was on, I just turn off the radio. That's what I do.
It's Alan Grayson in the role of the whiny radio listener, ladies and gentlemen.
This is something really weird. You're not going to believe this.
What?
Even after I turn the radio, I can still hear his voice.
That's weird.
Wow. Yeah. That's bizarre.
You haunt people.
It's coming
like
almost from inside my own head.
Yeah. You will haunt
near my larynx,
our dreams.
I think.
This is so meta.
Yeah.
Good morning, former and future. Hilarious. You sent me your hilarious comedy piece about Newt Gingrich's grandiose plans.
Frankly.
After the moon colony.
The weirder he gets, the more the right wing likes him. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it really is amazing that you think Newt Gingrich has gotten this far. I mean, you were talking about, just when they were in your state of Florida, right?
Yeah, look, he, like the other ones, just they don't want to be running for president of the United States. They're all running for something else. In the case of Rick Perry, clearly president of the Confederacy. in the case of Santorum Pope.
Yes.
And now we find out that Gingrich wants to be president of the moon.
The moon colony. He's president. He can be president of the moon. Somebody, I think, tweeted that they're for the moon colony, if only to get farther away from Newt Gingrich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just the ex-wife.
So how have you been, Stephanie?
I've been without my sexy liberal Alan Grayson, so as best as can be expected.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about the giant standing ovation you got just for walking into the theater at Fort Lauderdale. Just walking and sitting. You get more reaction than...
It's the way
than...
I do it.
I know.
You know, but a lot of other people can walk.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they don't walk the same way.
You walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So what do you make of the clown car lately, the Republican primary?
I think they're doing a lot of damage to themselves. Really. I think that Mitt Romney would have been much better off if he had not run in the Republican primary at this point, if he'd somehow managed to get the nomination some other way, because people are seeing a side to him that's not pretty. And it's simply a function of these debates, the constant attacks from the other side. And he's being sucked into this vortex of negativity that he's never going to be able to escape from. Look what the situation is now with Gingrich. Gingrich goes all around the country calling him a liar. He goes all around the country Century calling. Gingrich, a liar. I think people have to agree they're both right.
Yeah, stop fighting. You're both awful candidates.
Exactly.
You know, well, that's what the polls are showing. You know, after Florida, I mean, not only people turned off by the negative ads, but the more this goes on, the less they like any of the candidates.
Right, and then, you know, we have the dramatic contrast to President Obama giving a State of the Union speech and sounding and looking very presidential.
Yeah, well, I mean, that and, you know, look at the jobs report today. I mean, it's just every time there's good news for America, it's bad news for them, right?
That's right. Sad but true.
Yeah. So how do you see this the primary playing out so far? I mean, it's because people keep saying, oh, no, it's Mitt, but I don't know. You know, does Gingrich have a point that he may not have enough delegates and that Gingrich is going to go all the way to the convention?
Well, it'll probably be Mitt, but there's been so many changes so quickly. In Iowa, they had 8 leaders in 7 months in the polls, and that's not even including Donald Trump. The point is they're just not happy with their own candidates. I think that they're desperate for a rescue from Sarah Palin.
Yes.
That's what everybody wants now.
Wow. That's desperation.
Isn't this – didn't the Trump endorsement yesterday just close the circle of ridiculousness? I mean – you know, he couldn't have said, we just played like a million different things, you know, negative things he said about Romney. Romney wouldn't even go to his ridiculous debate. And now they're trumpeting Donald Trump. I mean, who cares what Donald Trump, noted birther.
I think Donald Trump did that to punish Romney. Because Donald Trump reads the newspapers. He knows that there are 3 times as many people who say that they will vote against any candidate that Donald Trump endorses than say that they will vote for that candidate. So I think he did a whack on Romney by endorsing him.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to believe the conspiracy theory that he's an Obama plant, Donald Trump.
No, I think the one who really feels bad at this point is virtually any decent candidate who is thinking about running this year for the Republican nomination and realizes that they would have been able to sweep by Romney and get the nomination. I mean, I think Huckabee at this point, Huckabee probably says to himself, I could have won this.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you think Tim Pawlenty feels, Congressman? This is people saying here. I mean, poor Pawlenty dropped out so soon after Michelle Bachmann bought the Iowa straw poll and went to work for Mitt, and now he's working for a guy he probably knows he could beat.
I'll tell you, it's very difficult for me to even imagine what Tim Pawlenty is thinking, so I really can't go there. It's an interesting hypothetical, but not one that I really want to pursue.
Yeah,
that's not that interesting either.
I just picture a slice of Wonder Bread in his thought bubble all the time. Nothing.
Take the crust off, Mommy.
But, you know, here's the thing is, like, as you say, you know, you mentioned the State of the Union, but, I mean, here's all this ridiculousness going on the Republican primary side. And there's the president, you know, talking about a homeowner, you know, plan to save homeowners' houses, new jobs initiative. You know, we have the unemployment rate dropping.
You see that like it's a good thing.
And, you know, and meanwhile, as we've been talking about, he just every day is a different story of just, I think, the unprecedented respect being shown this president, whether it's, you know,
disrespect.
Governor disrespect, you know, governor sticking a finger in his face, whether it's the head of the RNC, you know, comparing him to the Italian boat captain that's, you know, charged with manslaughter. I mean, and the president.
Oh, it's been worse than that here locally. I don't know if you know this, but one of the Republican candidates who's running against me for Congress this year just put out an ad in which he depicts Obama as the captain of a slave ship full of white children.
Wow.
What?
Wait, say that one more time.
Wow.
The captain of a slave ship.
Our first African American president is depicted in a cartoon ad as the captain of a slave ship where the slaves are all white children.
Oh, that's tasteful.
Wow.
It just, you know.
The disrespect level is just unbelievable at this point. They just won't accept that he's president of the United States because 67 million people wanted it that way.
Yeah, that's some of those stories that just knocked the wind out of me for a minute. It's getting his in the stomach with a battle ball. Okay.
Yeah.
So when do you think this is going to wrap up the Republican side?
Oh, I think there is a bandwagon effect. So if we get to Super Tuesday and Romney wins all the races on Super Tuesday, it's over. Super Tuesday, I think, is going to be the deciding factor. If somehow or other Romney only manages to win half of the races that day, it'll go on. If he wins two-thirds to all of them, it's over.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, obviously, you're running again, former and future, and maybe I'm being overly happy-clappy, but I just feel the wind at our back in general, don't you? I mean, I really...
Well, there's the Senate staff.
Yeah.
that? Well, yes, and the reason for it is very fundamental. The reason for it is that our party actually is trying hard to solve the problems in people's lives. And the other party wants you to adopt this bizarre fiction that if you do nothing, things will get better. If you do nothing about unemployment, things will get better. If you do nothing about health care, things will get better. Their answer to every problem is let's do nothing. Yeah. And people can see through that.
Yeah, or do what we did to get here, only worse. Right?
Right. That's right. But they think that small government is the answer to every problem. It's not. You know, Roosevelt hired 4 million people in 3 months and reduced unemployment dramatically. Sometimes you need the government to give you a helping hand. There are problems that are bigger than one person, even a noble entrepreneur, can solve.
Yep. And what we need is a government full of more Alan Graysons.
Indeed.
Alan Graysons. I have a big fat crush on you. Alan Grayson, former and future, love you, mean it. Talk to you again real soon.
Excellent.
Okay. We have an odd relationship.
Yes.
It's an oddly hypnotic relationship.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Okay. All right.
He's got a very dry sense of humor.
It's very... And
it's like a desert.
Very appreciated on
awesome.
This show.
Awesome. All right. Speaking of humor, we appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, guess what we're going to have with us in Philly tomorrow night
what?
For the first time? Merch!
Oh, yeah!
Like, you know.
The comedy album that has topped the charts. From iTunes to Amazon.com and even Billboard Magazine. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour Volume 1 has broken records and shattered Republican memes. What once was only digital is finally getting physical. Now, for the first time, you can experience Stephanie and her Sexy Liberal Gang on CD, featuring the talents of John Pugelsang.
Blaming this recession on Obama is like blaming your hangover on the guy making breakfast, okay?
Hal Sparks.
The right side of the Senate must have just sounded like popcorn. And the heads exploding. What science and a victory and a terrorism front.
And progressive radio superstar Stephanie Miller.
You know what? It's getting too mean at those Republican debates, isn't it? That's why Chris Christie didn't get in, because you know it's already Lord of the Flies that somebody would have killed the fat kid with a rock.
Go to sexyliberal.com or stephaniemiller.com to own the album that chronicles progressive comedy history. Now available on CD.
Wow, John Fugel saying, you know the power of sexy liberal. Everything we give to wins. You know, the recalls in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. first place, marriage equality in New York.
It's a tractor beam of goodness.
Just on the threat that we are giving part of the proceeds tomorrow night to Planned Parenthood in Philadelphia, Komen for the Cure reverses decision to cut Planned Parenthood funding.
Yes, what? Yes. How about them apples?
Yeah, this is a preemptive sexy liberal strike. We'll give you the details.
Is this true? We can all be friends.
This is true.
We'll be right back with all the details. Wow. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you like it?
It's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Judy in Chicago. Hey, Judy.
Hey, hi. I'm calling because I had a lot to say about Planned Parenthood and the Susan G. Komen thing. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I had breast cancer twice, like 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a registered nurse who has donated a lot of money and a time volunteering to Susan G. Komen when they were here in Chicago, and I am absolutely furious.
But I don't know if you heard the breaking news, Judy. They've reversed their decision.
And they will continue to fund Planned Parenthood.
Get out of here. When did that happen?
Right now.
It was about 5 minutes ago,
God,
Judy.
Thanks. Don't ever turn off my show.
That is so 45 seconds ago.
Yes. The statement from the Susan G. Komen Board of Directors: we want to apologize to the American public for recent decisions that cast doubt upon our commitment to the mission of saving women's lives. The events of the past week have been deeply unsettling for our supporters, partners, and friends, and all of us here at Susan G. Komen. We've been distressed at the presumption that the changes made to our funding criteria were done for political reasons or to specifically penalize Planned Parenthood. They were not. Our original desire was to fulfill our fiduciary duty to our donors by not funding grant applications made by organizations under investigation. We will amend the criteria to make clear that disqualifying investigations must be criminal and conclusive in nature and not political. That is what is right and fair.
Wow.
Because, are you kidding? with well-known, you know, car thief, insurance defrauder, steroid user Daryl Issa.
Yeah.
In charge of who gets investigated. Anybody can go, well, now they're under investigation, see?
Yep. Let's thank Daryl Issa for trusting California's economy to the hands of an Austrian weightlifter.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still his fault.
Thanks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're still digging out of that hole.
All right.
And he's still crying over it. I can't believe they didn't pick me.
Well, we're still giving to Planned Parenthood in Philadelphia for the Sexy Liberal Show cause tomorrow night, John. But
yes.
Jeff in Salem says, Steph, it occurred to me we need to keep Gingrich in the race for comedic purposes. Perhaps you can allocate a Sexy Liberal Show donation for that. A Gingrich Super PAC.
The thought had occurred to me. Since we can't have the Bachman cane ticket anymore, we should donate to Gingrich as good liberals.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at all the Sexy Liberal letters rolling in. Vicky in Plainfield, Illinois. Steph, so excited, can't stand it. Just bought tickets for the show on March 3rd. Oh, those are going very fast for my best friend and I. This is our birthday present for ourselves. We couldn't be more psyched. Looking to forward to a fantastic and most likely risque night. Yes, that's...
Risque, yes.
Somewhat risque, yes.
Yeah,
just
almost.
A tad.
Risque, yes. Jacque, no.
Almost. And how about Stuart thinking ahead? Steph, I just bought VIP tickets for Seattle. It's my wife's 50th birthday on 9/29/2012. My birthday, too.
Nice.
Thought it would be great to celebrate with another birthday girl. Stuart, thinking ahead. Check it out.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of nudie, Neil writes, Steph, the nude said he would like Brad Pitt to play him in his life story.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is
I'm thinking
so funny.
That Chucky doll would be a better fit.
He had to be joking, right? He had to be just being funny. Like, Newt was pulling a clever one there, right?
The Chucky doll would be a better casting idea.
No, what he basically said is, you asked me who I would like to play me,
right.
And he said, why not shoot for the stars? Brad Pitt.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt's a stinking liberal, that's why.
Well...
All right, we are going to talk
John Goodman's too thin to play him now.
We're going to talk to Representative Jackie Speier of the bottom of the hour. We'll see what her reaction is. She had pulled her support from Susan G. Komen over this whole Planned Parenthood thing. Senator Patty Murray yesterday.
I've heard from so many women, friends, neighbors, relatives who are saying, do what you can to make Susan G. Komen do what they've always done, which is to fight for all of us. So we're putting pressure on them. That is the only way that we can help them make the right decision.
Yep, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
Go us. Yay us. By us, I mean all of us.
Okay. And so say all of us.
Jean in Minneapolis. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Steph. Hi. I have some really mixed emotions. I'm thrilled that people were able to get Komen to change their position. And yet, in the last 24 hours, the revelations that have come out about how little the total amount of the funding of the Komen Foundation has been actually spent on research to get rid of breast cancer, and how much has been paid to their executives and who works for them. Hmm. All of that makes me really conflicted about whether or not to ever support that organization again.
You know, I think you have to take a moment, though, and thank them for doing the right thing. In this instance, it is more dollars that will save more real lives at Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm on board with that, but I think that the pressure needs to stay on to get them to talk about what they're going to do to fund the research. I mean, they only spend 40% of their money, as I understand it, on research to get rid of cancer, and the rest of it goes to all kinds of administrative costs. They have people making more than
That's the thing that happens with large charities.
But at the same time, she makes a good point, because let's apply that to Planned Parenthood, where less than 3% of their funds go to abortion, to providing abortions. It's a tiny amount. Now, look, I don't like the fact that my tax dollars went to pay for an illegal, immoral war in Iraq, but I didn't stop paying my taxes because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point. You are the smartest boy in class.
Oh, shucks. No.
And the prettiest. And the best hair. Who's the sexiest liberal?
No.
He's a good boy. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back. Who's got food on his head? Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's preposterous what you're saying. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday. See you in Philly tomorrow night for Sexy Liberal, 34 minutes after the hour. Some of the proceeds, of course, going to Planned Parenthood. Representative Jackie Speier, who was such a fierce and outspoken advocate on, you know, a lot of these issues in the Congress, joins us now. Congresswoman, I know yesterday I had seen the story you were pulling your support from Susan B. Komen over this. You must be delighted with their decision.
I'm thrilled. You know, it's just a great example of how we as the people can effectuate change. I mean, the firestorm surrounding their decision and the blowback they received was so hot. They were about to lose their brand. They were about to lose everything they had built for 30 years. And they learned a very important lesson. Don't play politics with breast cancer or women's health.
Yeah, well, and the number one rule, don't make Jackie Speier mad.
That's right.
You know, I was the first really to go onto the House floor and talk about it, and I did something that I don't like to do, but I did do it. I actually gave their telephone number on the House floor so that people would call.
You scamp.
And make them aware of what was really at stake.
Yeah.
So it worked.
No.
It all worked. Everyone who spoke up, the U.S. senators who wrote a letter, members of Congress who spoke up, the letters we wrote, the California delegation of women members put out a very strong statement. And then overnight we heard that there is a multi-million dollar grant to Penn State.
Yes.
For research on breast cancer. And what are they going to do? They'd have to pull that as well.
Yeah. And that's a real investigation. As you pointed out, you know, you accused them yesterday of falling into, you know, the trap of a political sandbox. You said a hearing has never even been held. It was a spurious congressional investigation. We've learned, obviously, with these Republicans, Congresswoman, they can say anything's being investigated. Right? I mean, they'll call any ridiculous investigation.
That's right. And they do, and they have the power, certainly in the House, and so they're able to do that. And, you know, Cliff Stearns put out a request for information from Planned Parenthood back in September.
Right.
And asked for hundreds of thousands of pages of documentation. The irony is, of all the organizations in the country, all of the contracts that are let in this country by the federal government, the organization of Planned Parenthood is audited more fiercely than any other one because of the existing law that no tax dollars can go to abortion services. So it was really spurious, as you point out.
Well, and you've been, you know, just such a powerful advocate for women's issues, and I think that, and I know a big supporter. I've done Race for the Cure events as well. You've been such a big supporter of theirs. But what you just said, I think, was so important because when I go around the country, I hear people feeling so powerless. And this is, like you say, it's just one of those sweet moments when you go, yes, we can actually affect change.
And I think what's going to come of this is just a greater recognition by women and men who love them in this whole area of women's health and particularly breast cancer of not being used by anyone or any organization by just slapping a pink ribbon on a product.
Yeah.
There's a new film that's coming out that I just saw a trailer on just a few minutes ago that I think is called Pink Ribbon Inc., in which they look at some of these organizations and companies that slap a pink ribbon on a product, but they're full of cancer-causing chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we all got to get a lot more savvy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know, and I think that, you know, you put such a real and powerful face on some of these issues. We literally were just playing a soundbite in Right Wing World. You know, somebody repeat, I mean, this issue has gotten so... what's the word? I mean, just emotional. I think literally said liberals use abortion as birth control. And
yeah.
You know,
Dana Lash.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and this is why it's so important for, you know, all of us to speak out.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The issue of gayness and sexual orientation was like that some years ago in Congress.
Right.
If you remember, you know, people somehow believed that the reason why people were dying of AIDS was because they were engaging in homosexual behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was very common on the House floor to hear people talk like that. They don't talk like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That issue has been dealt with, and the homophobic behavior that existed has just been gone. So I hope that we will get there on this issue as well. But Boy, it's a long road.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Congresswoman, obviously today the other big news, great news on the economy and jobs. The unemployment rate has dropped to 8.3%. We added a lot more jobs than economists expected. Boy, getting harder and harder to be a Republican in the primary in 2012, isn't it?
Well, particularly when you say, as a presidential candidate, that you don't want to do anything for the poor, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
God.
Dear.
What is government for?
Well, they're fine.
To be there for those who are forsaken. And I thought the president was brilliant yesterday at the National Prayer Breakfast when he talked about how all of his decisions are framed in his faith and his commitment. I mean, you can go through the Bible and chapter and verse about how important it is to take care of those who are forsaken.
Are you implying that the president would win a moral values debate with a presidential candidate, Newt Gingrich? Is that your...
You're saying that he has won it.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be, as I was saying like a few minutes ago, the wind seems to be at our back this
right.
year politically, and not to get too excited.
No, exactly, because, you know, it's going to be a roller coaster. I mean, these are great numbers this week, I should say, mm-hmm. But the truth is that it will be a roller coaster. We are not out of it yet because we were slammed by the financial meltdown in a way that no one ever perceived. And I'm really humored somewhat by the Republicans who now want to have this, you know, dynamic macro analysis of every bill that comes before the House. Yeah, if we use the same macro dynamic analysis that Wall Street was using about how all of those CDOs were going to be wonderful, look what we got.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you have people actively, some of your colleagues actively saying, the president's right, nothing's going to get done this year. I mean, who is this, that one Tea Party guy? Joe, what's his name? Oh, Walsh.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is incredible when you think how much more we could get done, you know, if we mm-hmm. give the president some help in this next election cycle.
Well, I think for members, it's important to realize that they're also up for election this cycle. And the American public wants to see us do our jobs. And doing our jobs means we have to come together and negotiate and compromise and come up with results. When FDR was president, right after the stock market crash, he comes into power in 1933, and in 4 months, with the creation of the WPA and the CCC and the Tennessee Valley Authority, 4 million jobs were created in this country.
Yep.
If we just took $98 billion and said we're going to spend it on infrastructure, the amount of jobs that would be created would be in the millions, and we would be restoring our roadways and our bridges that have to be fixed anyway.
Yeah.
So I think there's some things we can do and we must do.
I love the one part of the president's speech where he just, you know, in particular, you know, as one thing, obviously in a string of them, but talked about the debt ceiling debacle, as he called it. He said, who benefited from that? From that debacle. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. even the Republicans, you know, I mean, their approval rating is at record lows. You know, so it's at some point, you know, you think there's something in it for you, too. If you would just help us do something.
Well, you know, there are some members on the Republican side that I truly enjoy working with. And there are opportunities for bipartisanship. But we just need to, you know, be much more assertive in terms of being those voices as opposed to the Tea Party that's all about tearing down mm-hmm. our country.
What's your take on the Republican primary, Congresswoman? I mean, it obviously, you know, the conventional wisdom is it's going to be Mitt Romney. But as you say, you wonder with, you know, his gaffe a day in a year when the 99% movement is so strong. I don't know. Do you think it matters which of them it is?
I don't think it matters. I think they're both severely flawed, and I think that we have we're in a very strong position. I think the president has got his rhythm back and is out there making the case for why he should be reelected. I would say that the Republican Party is very disciplined in that, you know, you get in line and you become the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitt Romney has gotten in line, and historically that's the way they play it. And if you see all of the party liners who have come out now, the Bob Doles of the world, just really trashing Gingrich. And Gingrich is a lightning rod. I mean, he burned a lot of bridges and made a lot of enemies when he was in the house, and you know, he went up in flames. We don't want this country to go up in flames.
Yep. So. You know, I thought Robert Reich had an interesting historical tweet. He said the Republican crack-up of 2012 is like the Democratic crack-up of 1968. Radicals versus establishment took Dems 40 years to mend, and it still hurts.
Reich is he's smart. He's good. He's right.
But I mean, but you know what? But you know what I'm saying is, I think that this isn't just us rooting for disarray. I think this is true historical disarray that's happening in the Republican Party. Don't you?
Well, without question. I mean, the 70 Tea Party freshmen have really controlled the agenda of Boehner. You know, Boehner, if you look at his actions over the last year, he attempted to work with the president with their grand plan for debt reduction. And then he would come back to his caucus, and they would just chew him up. And to just retain his speakership, he had to bow to those freshmen who are really all about bringing down government. And
those freshmen are the reason that the Congress has a 5% approval rating now.
Well, yes, I think they can take a lot of credit for that.
And I think I just read your approval rating is like 150%. So if you average it, you're pulling up the whole curve. Representative Jackie Spear, the great state of California, Congresswoman, always such a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Great being with you, Stephanie.
All right,
shoot up by his own caucus. Sounds like the spider story.
The spider with the detachable penis.
You keep going back to that.
That's better than going to Iowa and getting Santorum all over your caucus.
Well,
all right.
The congresswoman's gone. We can talk this way.
Yeah, you can get Santorum in your caucus in more places than Iowa.
Is your penis detachable, or are you just excited to see me? What? All right. 40
oh, my
minutes.
God.
Thank God,
God
we're not got nine legs for a second.
What did you say? 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller
Show. Y'all are disgusting.
All right, this is my show, and it's a serious intellectual hour of discussion, and I want to keep it that way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Get up, baby. 50 minutes after the hour. I'm having so much fun, I forgot to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know, right?
They have stores in Philadelphia. I can,
yeah.
I can buy
get
stuff
on a plane.
There.
Yeah, come on.
I forgot to pack. Okay. 1-800.
Just get on your plane in shorts and a T-shirt, and you'll be fine.
Just bring Rick Steves on his journey.
I'll pack what I always do, a thong and one flipper.
1-800.
What did I do?
Belt.
Maria in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Maria.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Maria.
Good morning.
I wanted to say how thrilled I am about this reversal for the Susan G. Komen. And, Steph, I want you to know that I am definitely crediting you and the MOOCs and everything Sexy Liberal is doing for having a huge hand in that reversal.
Yeah, we're doing it preemptively now, Maria.
Preemptively, I know,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
see,
it really was
common.
Us, Maria.
Exactly. Thank you very much. You know what? In fact, Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland taking full credit. Again, we do something for a charity and the issue gets resolved. Syracuse, we gave to Marriage Equality. Donation in May. Marriage passed New York in June.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
You're
this
welcome.
Time, we just were like, don't make us give you the Sexy Liberal bitch slap. Ah! And then it worked.
Yep.
They flinched. Made you flinch. Okay.
Blame yourself.
Uh-huh.
Show them that.
Sexy Liberal Carl Frisch, this is a fun fact. That he tweets Mitt Romney is wealthier than the last 8 presidents from Nixon to Obama combined and then doubled.
Wow.
Is he really?
Wow. Yep, that's a lot of money in that quiet room.
I thought Bush inherited more than that.
Right?
I'm in this race because I care about Americans. I'm not concerned about the very poor. I think it's fine to talk about those things in quiet rooms.
There's a world where I can go.
I'm eating my blueberry pie. All right. No leaning forward in the blueberry pie. Ain't no quiet in the blueberry room.
Could you bring me my personal comedy, Jesus, please? Ah, ecclesiastical book.
Yes, my child.
Look what the socialist Muslim is doing now. Obama said Jesus would tax the rich.
What? We already get that. I was surprised he said that.
He said the rich should pay more, not only because I actually think it's going to make economic sense, but for me as a Christian, it also coincides with Jesus' teaching that for unto Mahum, what much is given, much shall be required.
Who's Mahum?
Mahum?
Mahum. Mahum's his Kenyan brother.
Right.
Well, this has become my favorite thing to argue about with conservative Christians, which is still, by the way, an oxymoron. Because the only way to be a conservative Christian is to be a raging liberal. That's what Jesus was. The state didn't execute him because he didn't rock the boat enough. And really, it's great because they'll say, well, Jesus said help the poor. He never said the government should tax me and make me do it. Yeah. And we talked about this on the show yesterday, Chris. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't have democracy. So if you're a Christian, that means that you want your government to help the sick, help the poor, and be kind to those in prison, and be nonviolent and don't start fights. So if you don't want your tax dollars going to do those things, stop saying you want a government based on Christian values because you want the opposite. And this is the argument we have to bring to all of our conservative Christian loved ones when they try to say, it's taxes and Jesus wouldn't get taxes. Jesus said pay your taxes when he said render unto Caesar.
Exactly.
I'm going to give you a great big hippie punch tomorrow.
Oh, I want it.
Big hippie.
Thank you. I cut so I can feel.
That's a love punch.
Yeah. All right. Right in the back of the head. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, he won't see it coming.
Make me feel something.
I cold cock him at least once.
Make me feel something.
Yes, I cut so I can feel. Yeah, it's funny when a guy says it, isn't it?
Yeah. When a girl says it, not so much.
Oh, it's tragic when a girl says it.
That's how he knows it's
time
to go on stage. You're on. Go.
I cut so I can feel. She only hits me because she loves me. You don't understand.
Wow. Even more ridiculous than the headline, Trump endorsing Romney. That's a ridiculous headline in America. Fear Factor drinking donkey semen episode is off the NBC schedule.
Yeah, that's a shock.
Maybe there's something new we should add to the sexy liberal tour.
No.
So funny.
Who's going to procure that donkey semen?
The controversial episode entitled Hee-Haw, Hee-Haw. A media release teased it by saying the contestants will eat the unimaginable. Well, not if you're in an L.A. City school.
Oh, you went there.
I can't.
Oh, no, she did.
Okay. Google it. I can't talk about it.
I
just had breakfast.
Yikes.
Okay.
That's even worse than Santorum. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Aunt Roseanne Barr, she's running for the Green. Of course, this year. She wants the Green Party. What do you call it? She's running for president. She wants the Green Party nomination.
Being green.
Yeah, and Jim was saying earlier that she
looks
pretty
good. Yeah.
She does. It's all that work on a macadamia farm. Oh, dear God.
Was that Laura Ingraham or
Roseanne
Barr?
Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah. That's
oh, God. Funny. Snooki has spawned, John Fugel said.
Well, what? She's
no.
denying
no?
it.
No? Really?
She's denying no. it, but...
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Some good news. All right.
Spawned Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, but there are rumors that she's preggers.
Wow.
All right, y'all, boys, are you a pro or...
I hope that doesn't ruin her figure.
Sean, please, you'll say. She's going to keep that very same beanbag chair.
Yeah.
Figure that she's had. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you folks, pro or anti-manscaping? Manscapers, you guys?
I think,
do you manscape around your detachable penis? No?
Let me say that a gentleman wants his partner to have a good time and have a very nice time. At the same time, there's such a thing as going too far.
Harry delicately put there,
it's
John.
A fine line between a considerate lover and a gay porn audition.
Daniel Radcliffe wants you to know he does not wax down there.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank God, I know that.
Didn't need that.
Yeah. Great.
I saw Radcliffe. I know what goes on.
Does he need to?
He said not a huge amount of maintenance going on. He sometimes manscapes for courtesy. A little bit. A little bit.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
And to make it bigger. But yeah.
That's true.
That's sad.
He said, I don't like a. He doesn't like to women too either. He said, I don't like girls with nothing down there either. It freaks me out.
Yeah, it is a little off-putting.
I think whatever makes a woman feel sexy is what she should go
sure.
wear.
What? But, so he wants a woman to look like Martha Washington down there?
No.
I sometimes do it just, after box wine, and I go too far.
Hey, Martha Washington was the ultimate, was the first sugar mama, okay? George had nothing. George wasn't complaining about anything down there.
Yeah, well, I really could have gone through the entire week without thinking of Martha Washington's lady parts.
All right, we've gone completely off the rails.
You're already bringing wooden teeth into it. So,
yeah.
All right, it's time to euthanize this show. It's, it's time for.
Hey, did I mention we're having a really moral, positive show tomorrow in Philly?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
But go to KimmelCenter.org, by the way, for the few remaining tickets, $25. The code is Sexy Liberal because they're going to help us with our donation to Planned Parenthood. And we will see you at Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I, Betty the Band opening for us, Rude Pundit doing panel. It's going to be a party. We'll see you tomorrow night in Philly. Thank you, John Fugelsang.
Thank you, Steph.
All
safe travels.
See you tomorrow. See you Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.